Right now, it is time to chat some racing, and to do that, I am joined by Ernie Manning. It's been a little while since we've spoken, Ernie. How are you?
All set to go with weekend of massive racing here. It's just such a rich carnival coming up over the weekend.
Yeah, looking forward to it. As you mentioned, it is a massive weekend. WA's richest week of racing, also known as the Western Trilogy, and it's highlighted by the $5 million quokka at Ascot tomorrow.
Yes, it is, and the favourites include Amelia's Jewel and Overpass. Overpass won this race last year, so it's going to be a really good race. The pace will be on right from the start. Sydney horse like Malkovic will probably set the pace, and Amelia's Jewel will get back in the field, I'd say. But it's just going to be such a good race, and horses like Ripcord are right there figuring as well, so it's WA versus Eastern States, and four Eastern States gallopers here. Bella Nepotina ran a great race at Randwick last start, so she should be hard to beat.
Then tonight, Gloucester Park, it'll host the $1.25 million Nullarbor.
And the Eastern States horses are here in force for that as well. We've got Hot and Treacherous, the very good Sydney pacer. He'll be taking on the likes of Catch a Wave, which is the Victorian horse. And it's just, Labra Joe is really going to be one of the local chances, along with Jumping Jack Mack. And Spirit of St. Louis has drawn Barrier 1. It's another very good Sydney horse. And he'll be off to America after this, well, probably the Fremantle Cup next week. But again, it'll be a hot pace at Gloucester Park this evening.
The Western Trilogy, that began at Cannington last night when Hector Frawley won the $600,000 Sandgroper as well.
Yes, it was such a surprise. He paid about $7-$8, even though he's a top greyhound, and he missed the start, got a long way back in running, and then just charged home. The WA greyhound, Sunset Brazier, looked like it had the race won, and yet stopped in his tracks, and Hector Frawley just came straight over the top.
And Eastern States gallopers are here for the Quokka Overpass, who won the Quokka last year, and Bellum Nipotino, the King of Sparta, Malkovich, Waitak is here from New Zealand as well. So plenty of horses over here for these races.
Yes, Waitak from New Zealand is very interesting. It's already won at Group 1 level there. It's going to be ridden by the Queensland apprentice, young Kyle Wilson-Taylor. And also, yeah, you sort of look at it, and there's just so many good chances there. King of Sparta, he's won in Brisbane, Sydney, Gold Coast and Melbourne. He's a very versatile horse, and I can imagine that King of Sparta is going to run a great race.
Then Ascot also tomorrow, also hosting the $500,000 Caracatta Plate for two-year-olds tomorrow. Bustling and Golden Kathleen are the top chances there.
Yes, Bustling has been a very good winner in his two of its last three starts, but Golden Kathleen has just emerged, and excellent winner and place getter, and this horse is just really one of the rags to riches stories of the race. Golden Kathleen trolled brilliantly first up, and been watching it since early trials, and Golden Kathleen should run a great race in the Caracatta Plate.
And then interstate paces, a lot of here for the Nullarbor as well, Hot and Treacherous, who you mentioned before, and Spirit of St. Louis and Catch a Wave too.
Yes, well, Kate Gaff, the top Melbourne driver, will be driving the very good horse Catch a Wave. It's won a Miracle Mile, and it's right up with the best, drawn just awkwardly a bit. So it has to come barrier four, which is a bit of a problem. I can see Spirit of St. Louis will lead. Cotton Church will probably be running second from barrier three. It is going to be such a good race. It's no doubt. It's going to draw a big crowd to Gloucester Park tonight.
Ascot Swordham Carnival was in full swing last Saturday as well, when a lot of good men won the WATC Derby. He's now set for the Railway Stakes.
Yes, this was an outstanding win. One of the quickest times we've seen in a WA Derby for a lot of good men, and he was ridden by Jared Noske, and he's got such a good future, a lot of good men. As a four-year-old, I think he will even be better, and so he'll be ideally suited for the 1600 metres of the Railway Stakes in November.
And then Pride of Jenny started last Saturday when she led by 40 lengths at Randwick and won by 7 lengths in the Queen Elizabeth Stakes, an outstanding run there.
Yes, this has been the talking point of Australian racing this week. I've never seen anything like it. She just went further and further ahead as the race progressed. And coming down towards the middle stages, 40 lengths in front. And when she straightened up, still 25 lengths in front, there was just no way that she could get beaten, and went to the line. I think the jockey eased her a little bit in final stages and won by seven. So an incredible performance.
What tips do you have for us over the weekend, Ernie?
Well, I thought we'd concentrate on about four tips. So I'm going to go in the Nullarbor or Gloucester Park tonight. We'll go Hot and Treacherous, race 7, number 3. At Ascot tomorrow, we'll go race 7, number 2, Bustling, the top two-year-old. And then we'll switch across and have a look at the Victorian meeting at Mornington. They're going to race in the country tomorrow in Victoria, and we'll go race 7, number 3, See What I See. And at Randwick, one of the main events up there, and that's the Champagne Stakes, I'll go race 7, number 7, Manal. Race 7, number 7, it's a very smart two-year-old. So they're my tips for tomorrow.
Looking forward to a massive weekend of racing. Great to have you back on the show today, Ernie. Have a fantastic weekend.
Thanks, Matt. Thank you.
Ernie Manning there. Massive thank you to him for his time this afternoon on Sportsline. Just reflecting on those tips again there from Ernie. It was Mornington in Victoria on Saturday, race 7, number 3. See What I See. Randwick on Saturday, race 7, number 7, Manal. Gloucester Park on Friday night, we've got race 1, number 5, Lucid Dreams. Race 3, number 1, Cowboys and Bandits. Race 7, number 3, Hot and Treacherous. Then Ascot on Saturday, we have race 5, number 2, Generosity. Race 6, number 6, Twain's Angels. Race 7, number 2, Bustling. And a value bet, race 4, number 8, Bondi's Future. So if you want to jump on them, make sure you do it responsibly.